If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. And we just thank God for His goodness. I want to thank all of our young people. Thank you for loving me. I want to thank you for them parents. Pray God for bringing them to church. And thank you for loving me. I want to thank all of you senior citizens that come to church and encourage our youth and our married couples. And I want to thank you for loving me. Amen. And I don't think I've left anybody out. Maybe we got some, we got one or two maybe that ain't part of the church, you ain't members yet. And I just want to thank God for you being here. I want to thank you for loving me. Amen. Tell you, I love every one of you with all my heart. Whew, praise God. Amen. Matthew chapter 26. Now the Bible's talking about here the preparation for the Passover. And in verse 17, he said, "Now the Spirit, the first day of the week, or the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man and say unto him, The master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 11. Now you watch this. And said, and as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? And he said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out unto the Mount of Olives. As we look at this tonight and we see the Lord and this thing's taking place, and it's coming up to a time, God, just a little bit, that we're going to partake of Good Friday. Amen. It comes on April the 19th. It's that Friday that we celebrate the day that Jesus was brought to Calvary. He was put on an old rugged cross. He was nailed there by the sins that we have and we've had. And praise God, it was that held Him on the cross. You said, no, preacher, it was three old rusty spiked nails. I want to say that wasn't what held Jesus on the cross. What held Jesus on the cross of Calvary was the love that He has for me and you. Amen. Amen. And we see that the preparation for the Passover, and Jesus set up and had a place in the upper room where Him and His disciples would gather together to eat the Passover. And the Bible says that when the evening was come, He sat down with the 12. I want to say Jesus is still sitting down with His people. Amen. He's still making a difference in our lives. Amen. And he said, as they began to eat, he began to tell them that one of them would betray him. And they all began to wonder if it would be them, if it would be them, if it would be me. They were asking him, Master, is it I? You say, well, I can't believe that they would betray the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder in our lives how many times you and I have betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times we've just walked out on our own and went away from Him in a far different direction. Amen? You and I have betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ ourselves. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a God, and I'm glad that He loves us enough that He'll forgive us our sins and our trespasses, and He'll call us unto Himself. Amen. He'll love us anyway. And after He had told them that they would be one that would betray Him, amen, He said, the Son of Man will be betrayed. And He said, and it is good, that had been good if that man, if he had not been born. And Judas said, Master, is it I? And he said unto Him, Thou hast said. Amen. And the Bible tells us after that happened in the upper room that Jesus took the bread, like we're going to take in just a few moments. And He took that bread and said, He blessed it and He broke it. I want to say, praise God, that blessed body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was broken for me and you. That body was beaten. That body was tethered. That body was a whip, the smithereens for you and I. That body was broken for us. Help us, Lord, not to forget to remember that that was the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, what He was talking about, what He knew about, with what was going to happen to Him in just a little while. Amen. Praise God. Before the morning of the next day, this would be happening to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He blessed it and He broke it and He gave it to His disciples and said, take, eat, this is My body. So what we see here is a picture of Lord Jesus Christ as he was breaking that bread. He said, hey, listen. He said, I'm going to be broken for you. And He said, what you need to do is partake of My body that was broke for you. Amen. It was broken for you. It's broken for me, praise God. I thank God for that, don't you? Amen. I'm thanking He's took my place. And the Bible says in verse 27, and He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. And I want to say what He did. He took the cup. And it didn't say He took cups. Now pay attention here real close. He said He took the cup. There's only one cup. There's only one Savior. There's only one blood that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sins. The blood of goats and cows and oxen and things like that could not save humanity. But He took the cup. He took that blood and He said, drink ye all of it. Or in other words, what He's saying, all of you drink of it. Amen. He didn't want to leave nobody out. He didn't leave no one out. He made opportunity that we could all drink into His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Amen. He made that possible. He said, for this is My blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins, for our sins to be put away. Amen. He said, this is My blood of the New Testament. He said, praise God, what I'm going to do, He said, I'm going to do away with the law. I'm going to do away with those things of do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that, praise God. But He said, I'm going to make it a possible so that we can come unto the Lord Jesus Christ through the body that was broken and the blood that was shed, praise God, and receive help that's out of this world. Amen. I'm talking about a help, praise God, that we can recognize and realize. Amen. He said that which is shed for many for the remission of sins. He said, so I can take sin out of the way. Amen. The Lord said, the Lord was telling us here, He said, praise God, if you'll just drink of the cup that He has to give you, praise God, He can get sin out of our lives. Amen. He became sin for us so that he that knew no sin became sin so that we could become, praise God, sinless in our lives. The devil wants to tell us there's no way that can happen. To a preacher, we're just in this human flesh. Praise God, we are, but we serve a risen Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's already overcome death in the grave, and He said, if we'll see, we'll trust in His broken body and the blood that He shed on Calvary, praise God, it'll make enough difference in you and I. Amen. That we'll be saved and brought out from under the yoke of bondage. He goes on in verse 29, He said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, Until that day when I drink it new with you in My Father's house. Amen. He said, listen, these fellas, this is the last time I'm going to partake of the fruit of the vine until I drink it anew with you in my Father's house. Amen. He's still waiting to partake of that in the Father's house. Amen. The fruit of the vine that he's waiting to partake. Praise God. He said he'll not drink of again until he drinks it anew with us. Amen. If you go in your Bible and you go to John chapter 14, I told you this is very peculiar, but this is what I want to do. This is what the Lord laid on my heart to do this evening. And I'm going to mind the Lord. I don't care what the devil thinks. Amen. In John chapter 14 and verse 1, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Now this is what we have after the when the Lord had spoken the Passover in the upper chamber. He gave this to the disciples. He said, now listen. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, there's things that's coming. He said, the things that have to happen. He said, but don't worry about it. Don't fret over it. He said, because he said, just as you believe in God, he said, believe and trust, rely on me, praise God. He said, I'm going to see you through this. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the only way to heaven. I'm the only way you can get to the Father. It's through Jesus Christ. Through putting our faith and trust in Him. In verse 7 it says, if ye had known me, he said, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know Him and have seen Him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. If you need anything tonight, Jesus said you just ask it in His name, believing that you might receive. And you say, well, why? Because so that Jesus can be glorified in the Father. Amen. Amen. Yes, praise His holy name. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What do we need tonight from the Lord? From the one who was broken for us, who was poured out for us. What do we need from Him tonight? What do you need? What do I need? What does our church need? We need the touch of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, just ask and I will do it. Amen. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father and He shall give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Even a spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But you know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the words of God. That's the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is all writing in red. Everything that I've read you, except for what Thomas and Philip, the questions they ask him, is written and read. The Lord Jesus is saying it to you and I this evening. Praise God. Amen. He said, verse 19, he said, a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Now Jesus here, he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. He said, you do what I say. You go the way I direct you to go. Amen. And he said, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. How do you know if you love the Lord or not? Because you don't do what he says. But if we love him, we do what he says to the best of our ability. Amen. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He said, but now watch this. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And then he gives us some of the greatest statements that in the Word of God. He says, the Holy Spirit's going to bring in remembrance the things that I've told you. Amen. That's going to help you and encourage your soul. And he goes on in verse 27. He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. And he says, arise and let us go hence. Amen. So we see the Lord as he lays this out here at the Passover, at the Lord's Supper. The last time that he would eat with them this side of eternity, he laid it all out for them and said, you know what? He said, this is my body that was broke. This is my blood that was shed. And praise God, I do it all for you. Amen. He didn't hesitate. He didn't hold back. He shed his body was broken. His blood was shed for you and I. Amen. Because he loved us so much that he was willing to bleed and die for sinners like you and I. Amen. Praise God. So that we might go free. So that we could have peace. Amen. In this world that we live. And a peace that will go with us all the way into eternity. Amen. The peace that passes understanding that we have in our hearts today. Amen. Praise God. That when we come through this world and we get ready to go into another, praise God, that there's a deep settled peace in our hearts and our lives because what Jesus did for you and I on the cross of Calvary. He lived, he bled, he died, but praise God, Brother Bill, he didn't stay dead. Amen. On that third morning, praise God, that first day of the week, he got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. And praise God, because he did, we can also. Bless his holy name. We can also, church. Amen. So we're going to partake of communion. We're going to take it unto the Lord. We're going to recognize what he did for you and I. When his body was broken and his blood was shed. And we do this as often as we do it in remembrance of Him. Amen. What He did on the cross of Calvary for you and I. Bless His holy name. Amen. If you have, you don't have to turn the Bible. I turned mine. Amen. But we thank God for His goodness, His mercy, Brother Kevin, what He's done for us. I mean, He did it all for us. There's nothing that we can add to what He has done. Because what He's done is finished for you and I. All we can do is be partakers in it. Amen. He said, that's what I want you to do. That's what He was showing the disciples. He said, I want you to just be partakers in it. Amen. For My name's sake. He told them, said, as often as you do it in remembrance of Me. We try to do this on the fifth Sunday of every month that has a fifth Sunday in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just appreciate Him and His goodness tonight for all He's done for us. Glory to God.